Dear friends in Christ Jesus, this morning we're going to be looking at the gospel lesson which you had just previously heard read, but it is always in light of the other lessons in which we are brought. In fact, if we see our epistle lesson, we hear these words that are brought to us from St. Paul that tells us and reminds us that there are many gods that are out there. Yes, there are many gods that are out there that try to pull our attention, try to take us away from the love of Jesus Christ. But where does the authority lie? And really, when we understand where the authority lies, and it lies in God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and in Jesus Christ, the one who died and rose again from the cross. That only the true authority comes from them. Although those other gods try to abide for our attention, try to pull us away from that. That the authority really lies. And that's really what this gospel lesson is about. It's about the authority that God has and the authority that's brought to us. In fact, as we see this scripture, as we go through Mark in this first part of the year, we're going to see how Mark pulls the authority of Jesus Christ and shows us that the true authority, the truth, comes from Jesus Christ himself, not from those other things. Because really, when we come to understand that, we will truly know that those really aren't gods out there. Yes, they are idols. They are idols in the world. They are things that do catch our eye. But yet, they have no authority. And where there is no authority, there is no truth. And where there is no truth, there is not life. And that's what we have to understand. And that's what is brought to us by St. Mark here, that the true authority is in him. In fact, that was one of those things where here they were. They were listening to the scribes. They heard the authorities that were given, that were placed out there. But yet when Jesus spoke, he spoke in a way that showed where his authority was there. In fact, what we see is we see one of those miracles. When in the back of the room, and hopefully nobody here starts to do this, but there was a guy that stood up in the back of the room, and from him there was a voice that cried out and said, "Who are you? Who are you? What did you come here for? We know who you are. You're Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy One of God." You see, that's the thing about it is that true authority everyone recognizes. And for the authority of God himself, that even the unclean spirits have to listen to his authority. And so he commanded the unclean spirit out of the man, and what did it do? It came out. And so the people started to talk amongst themselves and says, this guy talks differently than the way that everyone else does, and differently than the scribes. Is this a new teaching? Is this a one who speaks with authority? You see, that's the problem is there are a lot of people out there that like to talk a good talk. There's a lot of people that will even talk about God. But are they really speaking with the authority given to him? The problem is that many times they don't. And that's where we have to hear the words of God. Because when he speaks, when we speak the truth, when you speak the truth in Jesus Christ, him crucified, that our sins are forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ, the one who took on our sins, the one who loved us enough in order to sacrifice himself in order to make us righteousness. Like I said, there are people out in the world that will speak differently to that. They'll say, "Oh well, yes, you—that's fine, that's right, but you've got to do this, or you have to do that." They put commands and they tack other things on top of it. Well, the thing about it is, though, is we kind of have to look at that and say, "Is that really what God says? Is that really the way that it is?" And when we search the scriptures and when we hear those true words of Jesus' teaching, when we truly understand the words of Scripture, when we hear the Holy Spirit working in us, we soon and can easily see where authority comes from. But the problem is that we resist it. Each and every one of you out there, I know you resist it because you want to have, even we fall to the idea that sometimes we want to be our own authority, don't we? We want to be the ones that make up our own decisions, what's right or wrong. In fact, the message of the world, in fact, I see all our youth are kind of sitting up here today, which is kind of neat to see. But, you know, the world that you face out there are all telling you that you need to be the one that's the arbiter of your own right or wrong, of truth and those kind of things. That everyone has their own idea and nobody's right, nobody's wrong. It's whatever's right to that person. That's not what we're taught. And that's really not what Jesus brings to us. You see, we want to be our own authorities in things. However, we've got to realize that there is only one true authority. And that one true authority speaks and makes the rules. It's kind of like the chicken lady. I've probably told you about the chicken lady before. It's an illustration that's given to us through, I think, Bible.org. In that, you can look at it, but it's actually a true story. And what we have to do is it helps us to recognize authority and where authority lies. And sometimes we think that we're the authority, don't we? But here's the story. This was about the mayor, governor of Massachusetts. I think it's Heckner or something like this. This goes a few years back. And he was out there on the campaign trail. He had a busy day. You know, when the politicians go out, they start off early in the morning. And the particular schedule for that day was one that took him out, and he didn't have time to get lunch. But yet in the afternoon, there was a barbecue that he had to attend to try to get up votes for his second election. And so as he goes out, he decides, you know, he goes through it and everything. And by the time he gets to this barbecue, he's famished. In fact, you know how barbecues are. As you're kind of even driving up, getting close to them, you smell that aroma that and he could smell all that. And it was making him even more hungry. And so he said a few words and met a few people and that. And he got to the line. And as he was going through the line, being as hungry as he was, he decided that he was going to ask for another piece of chicken. Because there was a little sign there that said, one piece of chicken for every person. And so he goes on and he gets to this little lady that's standing there. And she's there, you know, not anybody special or anything, but this lady's standing there and she's handing out chicken. So he saw it and he says, well, this is what I'm going to do. He says to the lady, he says, may I have another piece of chicken? And she says, no. Well, he's not accustomed to being told no. After all, he's the governor of Massachusetts. And he says, are you sure? Can I have another piece of chicken? And she says, no again. And of course, this time, not normally using the power of his thing, yeah, right, he goes and he says, I'm gonna say something to this lady. And so he looks at her and he says, do you know who I am? And the little lady looked back at him and said, well, do you know who I am? I'm the one who gives out chicken and only one piece to a customer. You see, sometimes what we do is we forget that who the authority is. And just because we might have positions of power or positions of prestige, we have to understand that there is only one place where authority lies, and they're the ones that get to make the rules. In the case of the chicken ladies, there was one piece of chicken, and that's all you got. Didn't matter who you were. But see, that's the thing about it is we want to try to exhort our authority and think that we're an authority. And it really is a picture of exactly what happened. If we really want to understand where the true authority lies, what we have to do is go all the way back to Genesis. Go back to Genesis, the very first chapter, and it's there that we see authority. And we see God's authority because he was the one who created the heavens and the earth, and he put all of these things here, and he put Adam and Eve in the middle of the garden, and he told them, he says, with all authority, this, you can have anything out here. You can eat from any tree, from any bush, from any plant. You can have whatever you want. The only rule is this, don't eat of that tree. Simple rule. Should have been able to be followed in everything. But what happened? Well, we all know that wasn't good enough for Adam and Eve. So what did they do? Is they went up and they took a bite of the tree. Because they wanted to be the authority. They wanted to be in control. They were the ones that wanted to do it. And so that's what started all of this situation that we have and we deal with today. The trials and tribulations and the sin that's in this world. You see, God knew better. He knew that if they ate of that tree, that they would be wise unto sin. And that's exactly what happened. But the problem is being wise unto sin then all of a sudden confuses us. Because guess what? The one who set the rules, the one that was there, the one who put things into place, said this is the way that it needs to be. But once again, they wanted to be the authority. But that's like us too. We want to be the authority, don't we? The world tells us that we should be the authority. Think of it this way. There were two baseball teams. And these particular two baseball teams decided that they wanted to get together and play a game. So they made a set of time and the date and everything. And finally they got up there. And this was a game that evidently in the community that was there, it was widely advertised. And people came out to watch the game. But when they got up there, they flipped the coin to see who was going to be the team that got to play first. Well, the winning team, the team that got to come up to bat first, was out there and they were ready to play. So the first guy who was the star of the team decided to come out and he said, out to the entire crowd, he says, "Today, we're going to play by a different set of rules." In fact, when you looked at him, what he came out in is he didn't come out in the traditional baseball outfit, but he came out in a tennis outfit. He says, "I decided to come out today rather than wearing the traditional baseball thing. I decided to wear the tennis outfit because it made me more comfortable." Now, when we play the game, when we do this, I'm not going to use a traditional baseball bat. I'm going to use a cricket bat, which is about five times wider if you've ever seen one of those things. He says, "And then when I hit the swing at the ball, everyone in the outfield has to close their eyes." You can already tell. People are starting to chuckle and everything, kind of probably thinking, "You know, who is this guy?" And then he started saying, "Instead of three strikes, I'm going to get five strikes." And so people started doing this and everything. In fact, you started hearing people kind of getting a little upset after he kept saying all these different things. One of them got up and says, "Who do you think you are? By whose authority are you going to change the rules?" And so they started jeering at him and everything. But you know what? Isn't that just like us? Aren't we bold enough to stand up and say that we want to do things by our rules? The world tells us that we need to. In fact, I guarantee you, don't they? They say you need to make your own rules, don't they? The world says to do that, doesn't it? And well, that's exactly what we want to do. We think that we have the authority to be able to change the way that things are supposed to be. You see, that's what the boldness of sin does to us. What it does is it makes us think that we can change the rules, that we have authority that we don't have. You see, the reality of it is that whoever put the rules of the game of baseball together, those were the authority on the game. Those were the ones that set the rules. Who was this guy? So what? He was the star of the team. But who gave him the authority to change the rules of baseball? But we kind of see that out there anyway, even in our governance and even the way it is today. We want to change the rules that God has set. Who are we to change those rules? But that certainly is our desire, isn't it? To change those rules. To do that. To be our own authority. To be that authority that's out there. But the problem with that is this. If we look back at the very beginning, what was it? When Adam and Eve decided to change those rules, sin came in. And if we really want to talk about sin, we got to understand that sin is just simply, if we understand what sin really means to us, no matter who we are, and this is a rule that we can't change, sin means death. And in death, if we understand what truly death is, it's a separation from God. Which means that all the things that God brings to us, everything that He brings, it's no longer there. Maybe that's why the people that think that they can change the rules and all of a sudden call upon these other gods or listen to these other gods like money or jobs or boats or houses or whatever it is out there. Look to those gods as being what it is. But gosh, every time we turn around, we can see what happens. When we turn against the rules of what the authority has put out there, what we find out is that we find ourselves separated from God. That those things no longer fulfill us or bring us joy. Gosh, all you got to do is turn on the TV or read the newspaper or read the tabloids. You see of some star, someone with wealth, someone that has everything that you think that it takes to live a great life, that commits suicide or gets caught up in drugs. Why? Because sin is where God is not. That's what death is. Which means that if God is not there, then there is no joy. There is no hope. There is no grace. There is no mercy. There is no salvation. Look at the rules out there today. We think that we're a tolerant society, but every time you turn around, it becomes more, less and less tolerant as you go. The more we think we're free to do things, the more we're tied up and bound by the rules of someone else. The more that we think that we're in control, the less we find out that we are. You see, that's what sin does. It enslaves us and encaptures us, and it takes all of those things like joy and hope and peace away from us because it never fulfills us. We only find ourselves lacking that which really brings us any kind of good desire. We find ourselves lacking anything of joy. We find us lacking anything that brings us peace. In fact, it brings more turmoil to us. It's only when we look to the true authority. It's only when we seek God and realize what Jesus Christ did on the cross. It was by Him dying on the cross that He broke through all that and He fixed that separation that we have so that when those sins are forgiven, when those sins are cast away, no longer are we separated from God, but now God fills our life. In fact, that's the great hope when we realize that through the death and resurrection that we have been made, and as children of God, we have God in our lives. Which means that no matter what the world throws at us, no matter what we have, no matter what it is, that's why we can see some of the poorest of people being the people filled with the most joy and happiness and peace. It's because they don't have those things that the world says are the rules or the authorities that we need. But we have God. They have God in their hearts, and when we have God in our hearts, we have everything we need. When Jesus is in our hearts, we don't need anything else because it's Jesus that brings us that strength. It's Jesus that gives us the power to face this world. It's Jesus that fulfills our hearts. And so as we go out into the world, let us hear those words of Jesus Christ and let us have the same attitude that those who heard Him there did. These are words of authority. You see, because really the new gospel for us is not a new gospel. It's really a very old one. It's a gospel about the love of Jesus. It's about the authority of the one who created and said, these are the ways we live. This is how we treat other people. This is how we live our lives. You see, when we do that, when we recognize the true authority, and no longer do we have to live in the shallow world because we're really not of this world. You see, the thing about it is that we don't live the way that the world does because we follow our authority. And that authority brings us peace. It brings us hope. It brings us life. And so let us recognize the authority that's in our hearts. Let us live by God. Don't listen to what the world has to say. Because the reality is that we're not of this world. We live in a different world. And that's one that's filled with Jesus, that's filled with hope, and that's filled with joy. So live your lives under His authority. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.